The first thing to know about bees is that I'm deathly afraid of them. It's called apophobia, and it's real. I mean, I have nightmares. But bees are in trouble, and while I'd like to think that's good news, it's not. Billions of bees are needed to pollinate dozens of crops around the state. And bees haven't been healthy lately. Just ask beekeeper Orrin Johnson of Johnson Apiaries.
In a normal year, we lose a minimum of 30% of our hives that we have to replace. That's a good year, and that can go much higher in a bad year.
And with the drought, this is a bad year. Johnson is in his warehouse just outside of Modesto, where he makes honey.
I'm straining it through a fine mesh cloth to get out any impurities, wax particles, possible bee leg or whatever.
Those aren't fun to eat.
That depends on your point of view.
But bee health is no laughing matter. Bees have been hit hard by a deadly unexplained phenomenon known as colony collapse disorder. During this drought, California hillsides, normally covered with wildflowers, have been bare, forcing beekeepers to supplement the bees' natural diet. Eric Musson is an extension apiculturist with UC Davis.
The problem we have there is that the supplemental feeds, the best ones we've been able to manufacture, do not match the nutrients. They're in a good blend of pollen, so they're malnourished.
A few years ago, Orrin Johnson was producing 100 to 120 pounds of honey per colony. Now he averages about 40 pounds. Strong hives are also important for almond crop pollination, which is where Johnson and other beekeepers get much of their income. He takes me out to an orchard where he's making sure there are plenty of bees actively pollinating. I agreed to come along after thoroughly explaining my fear. Luckily, Johnson brought out the protective bee suit.
Okay, we gotta zip this up just so your cord can stick out. Okay, there you go.
All right.
Okay, you want gloves on too, probably.
Probably.
Tell me the purpose sort of the smoke here.
The smoke calms the bees. It disrupts the communication in the hive, which, so they're less defensive. It calms them down. It's a calming effect.
Lots of that.
Johnson and his partner open the hive and inspect the frames. More bees on more frames are a sign of a healthy colony. I get up close, reluctantly, and perhaps naively, as the bees immediately attack my microphone.
It likes the microphone.
It's the color. They don't like dark colors.
Dark colors, yeah.
You're reaching your hand on the bees.
Yeah.
He doesn't wear gloves.
Crazy.
You've even got one on you, huh? You like that? Look at that.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
Okay. Oops, there's another one on there.
I have a newfound respect for beekeepers. Johnson is one of just 1,500 commercial beekeepers in California. Their numbers are decreasing. The more beekeepers have to feed the bees, the more expensive it is to maintain the bees, and the worse it is for the bees' health. Apiculturist Eric Musson worries about what may happen when almond pollination ends.
Temporarily, they're getting some food. But they didn't get very much before they went into almonds, and this time, when they come out of almonds, there's going to be practically nothing for them to eat.
Musson says more bees are likely to die, and some beekeepers may just give up. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.